For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. Author Vanessa Gregoriadis explores the causes and possible solutions to sexual assault at American colleges and universities in her new book, Blurred Lines, Rethinking Sex, Power, and Consent on Campus. Robin Thicke had a smash hit song in Blurred Lines, but it was also seen by some as an homage to date rape. Vanessa Gregoriadis saw it that way too, and it's why she chose Blurred Lines as the title for her book.
My book is about the fight to make these lines very straight on campus, to say we have a new sexual standard of consent here. Kids need to treat each other ethically. They need to have sex that's thoughtful, that's compassionate, and they need to treat their fellow students with dignity.
Gregoriadis tells me that assault cases like those faced by former MSU team physician Larry Nassar and football players kicked off the team while facing criminal charges are rare. She thinks media coverage distorts public perception.
Some of the athletic teams around the country do have genuine problems with corruption. What happened at Baylor is a really great example. What happened at Michigan State and what happened at Baylor and has happened at other athletic departments, those are examples of corruption, right? Those are examples of sexual assault that probably should be dealt with by the legal system. But on the rest of campus, where we don't have a meeting of, a sports culture that's really kind of aggressive, plus a lot of money at stake, the university has a real need to make those sports teams bring in as much revenue as possible. A lot of funky stuff starts happening there. In the rest of the university, with regular kids, we see many boys who are overstepping their bounds, but aren't dyed-in-wool predators. You know, they don't come from adolescence of really molesting girls. They're guys that start taking advantage in college because they see opportunity.
Let's talk about your book. It was a 3-year project. You talked with 120 students at 20 schools and nearly 80 administrators and experts. What inspired this project?
Well, in 2014, I wrote a story for New York Magazine about Emma Sokowitz, who's well known as Mattress Girl. She was carrying a mattress around Columbia University to protest the handling of her case by an alleged attacker there, a boy who was an architecture student. In the end, there were some problems with her case. It wasn't open and shut, and Columbia probably was right to find in the boy's favor, but it was still a very powerful art project and brought a lot of awareness to the issue.
One of your suggestions is that colleges and universities should shut down or co-educate fraternities. What do you think that would achieve?
Well, sexual assault really happens because of toxic gender norms that say that a boy has to push as hard as possible to get a girl to sleep with him, or he's not a real man. And fraternities, which are the only place on campus where there's really a lot of unsupervised drinking, right? I mean, the universities have essentially decided that a kid who has a keg in his room, you know, could almost be kicked out of the university at this point. I mean, they have cracked down on alcohol on their premises fully, but there's unsupervised drinking in frats, and there's really cemented gender norms in frats, and those two things are a dangerous environment. They combine to make one.
Vanessa Gregoriadis is a contributing editor at the New York Times Magazine and at Vanity Fair. She's the author of the recently released book, Blurred Lines, Rethinking Sex, Power, and Consent on Campus. Vanessa Gregoriadis, thank you.
Thank you so much.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.